am not for hire. I don't do that. So anyway, this is a special Lord's Day for me. But I want you to know every Lord's Day is a special day. Every Lord's Day is a special day. And I have a question for you. And the question is, how do you view the Lord's Day? Is today a day in which it is just another day off work and you don't have to get up and you can stay home all day and watch the Masters golf tournament and you can just kick back and not do anything? Or is today a day in which you have to get up because you have to go to church? Notice I said church there, Bob. Because anybody that has that attitude doesn't come to worship, they come to church. Okay? Or is today the day that you look forward to every week that you can come and have fellowship and worship God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? That is how you should be. That is how you should be. It should never be a drudgery to get up and come to worship service. And notice I said worship. Because there's a difference. You can come to church or you can come to worship. Remember James? James wrote in James chapter 2, verse 19, he talks about the demons. And he says, even the demons believe. Even the demons believe. Folks, we could be like them in which we come to worship, but we really don't worship. We really don't. We come rather because we think it's our duty. It's our duty to come. And so we come. Remember the rich young ruler? He came and asked Jesus and says, what must I do to obtain salvation? And Jesus says, keep the commandments. He says, which ones? And Jesus lists off the six that deal with how we deal with one another. Now, Jesus did that on purpose. And so as he lists off those six, remember the rich young ruler, his response was, thus I have kept since my youth. What lack I yet? Jesus intentionally skipped over the first four. Because the first four are how we treat God, how we deal with God. The last six are how we deal with one another. But the rich young ruler says, I've done all that. But Jesus knew where he fell short. Because he fell short in his love for God. You can check off the box that you came to church. You can do that. But, here's the question. Did you come to worship? That's the question. And I'm so glad to see so many of you here today that haven't been here in a while because of illness and things like that. And I'm so glad to see you guys coming back and being with us today. I'm glad that you are better. I'm glad that you are feeling better. I'm glad you are here today with us. And folks, I want you to know that's part of it. Because part of it is the fact that I can be here today and see you sitting there looking at us, fellowshipping with us. Rendell brought up just a minute ago before our services began, and he said, this is a great sign. Because Randy, our song leader, he gets up here to lead and he's standing up here and everybody's talking. That's a great sign. Because we are fellowshipping with one another. Folks, I miss you when I'm not here. I miss you when you're not here. This is part of it. We come together as Christians. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ. As part of the kingdom, we come together to worship God, to remember that great sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. This is why we come together. Folks, it is to worship. It is something we should look forward to each and every time we come. And I can promise you that I look forward to it. I pray that you do as well. I look forward to seeing you. And I'm so excited when you are here. And believe me when I tell you this, I miss you when you're not. Because you have your assigned seats. And y'all aren't in yours today. Y'all aren't in your assigned seats. You have your assigned seats, and I know when that seat's empty. So realize that I miss you when you're not here. You are missed. You are welcome. You are part of the reason we come together. I want to talk about the Lord's Day. And I don't want to call it Sunday. I want to call it the Lord's Day. You know why I want to call it the Lord's Day? Because I can't get this thing to work. Advance for me there. Yeah. Go ahead and advance it on further. I got it. I call it the Lord's Day because it was the day in which Jesus Christ Himself rose from the grave. The first day of the week. It wasn't the Sabbath day. It wasn't Saturday. It was the first day of the week where Jesus rose from the grave. Where Jesus showed that He overcame sin and death. He took away the power of Satan. He took away the power of death. He gave us eternal life. Jesus Christ rose on the first day of the week. The saints, all the Christians in the New Testament time, came together on the first day of the week. This was something they did. They gathered together on the first day of the week to remember Jesus Christ and His sacrifice. That was what they did. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Anybody ask you why you come together on the first day of the week? Because they came together on the first day of the week. We come together as both example and command. If they did it in the first congregations, in the first century, then we should do it too. That's the example. But we also have command that they came together. They were commanded by Paul when they came together on the first day of the week to lay up in store for the saints in Jerusalem, so that they would be able to help them financially. This was a commandment to do it on the first day of the week. So we have both example in Acts and we have a command in 1 Corinthians. Then also this, John himself called this first day of the week the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day. You know what? We give so many days to our jobs, to our school, to whatever it is. Do you not think God's worth one day? That we spend one day a week worshiping Him? And I'm going to tell you, that's not the way it should be. Because the way it should be is that we spend 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, worshiping God. How hard is it to set aside 1 day of the week? I had people that used to tell me this all the time. They wouldn't come on Sunday mornings, or they missed on Sunday mornings. I said, well, how come you miss Sunday morning? And they said, well, we overslept. Did you oversleep going to school this week? Did you oversleep going to work this week? Did you not go because you overslept? That's not a good excuse. Matter of fact, that's a terrible excuse. If you can get up at 5 o'clock every morning to go to work, I think you can get up at 8 o'clock to make it to services, to make it to our worship service. Folks, realize it's where you put your priorities. Give it to God. Today is the Lord's day. John called it as such. And therefore, we should come together each and every Lord's day to remember the great sacrifice that Jesus gave for us. This is the Lord's day. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, realize that as we come together, probably, and this is my belief, but this is actually what I think it is. I believe that this is the number one thing that we do, is to remember Jesus Christ and His sacrifice for us. Folks, it's because of Jesus Christ that we come together. If Jesus had not paid our debt for sin, then there would be no reason for us to be here today. None. We would not have salvation. We would all be lost. We would not have the hope of an eternity with God. We would all be cast out into eternal damnation. Jesus Christ is the reason we have salvation. Jesus Christ is the reason we have hope. Because He paid our debt for sin. Yes, we come for other reasons as well. But in my book, in my thoughts, this is the number one reason we come together. To remember that sacrifice that He gave for us. And that's why it is so important when you partake of the Lord's Supper. And Cecil, thank you very much for your words today. To get our minds right. Our minds should be right when we partake of that Lord's Supper, because that Lord's Supper is to remind us what Jesus did for us. And if your mind is not right, get it right. It should not be on what we're going to have for lunch. It should not be that, man, I hope our preacher is short today because I need to beat the Baptist over to the Chili's. Shouldn't be that. Shouldn't be that. But I want you to know, like I told you before, you know, when I was growing up, we had our services over by 11:30 so that we could beat the Baptist to the cafeteria. And I've told you this before also, that we had a member down at Mount Ida Church of Christ. And I told him, you know, we went a little over, and I said, don't worry. The cafeteria is still going to be open. He said, yeah, but all the white meat's going to be gone. Our biggest threat was, when I was growing up, was that somebody had our table when we went through the cafeteria. Folks, your mind should be on Jesus Christ. When two or three are gathered together in His name, He is there also. Remember. remember that. That Jesus stands here before you right now, today. Remember Him. Remember the great sacrifice. It is because of Him that we are here today. Secondly, this is a time, Bob, to worship. We are here to worship God. We are here to worship Jesus Christ. We are here to worship the Creator, not the things that were created. The Creator. I mentioned, you know, during the eclipse, these rainbow people that were coming in, how they worshiped these crystals. And Judy brought up, why don't they worship the Creator, not the created? I agree 100%. Why would you worship the created when the Creator created it? Now is a time to come together to worship, to sing songs of praise to God. And I want you to know this, and I don't want to really get into this too deeply, but I want you to know this, if we had a big choir up here, or a big piano, or a big organ, or whatever it was, and they played, and they sang, and they put out a great performance, you didn't worship. You didn't do it. We are called to worship. Us. You can watch a great performance and say, man, that was a great performance. Kathy and I are going to get to go down and watch James Taylor in a concert. Most of y'all don't even know who James Taylor is. Yeah, I know who he is, and he's really good. And I want you to know that when we go to this concert, I'm going to get up from that concert and say, man, that was great. But you know what? I didn't worship. I didn't sing. I might have sung along a little bit. But you know what? It wasn't me. We are required to worship. And understand, it's us. As I've told you many times before, make it personal. It's you that worships. I don't do it for you. You do it. You are required to sing. You are required to pray. You are required to study God's Word. That's you. That's you. I can lead that. I can bring you to it. But you've got to do it. You've got to do it. So we come together to worship God. Remember, we come together to remember Jesus Christ. And we come together to worship God. Look at this next one. We come together to encourage one another. Me. I've already told you before, I love it when I see you here. Absolutely love it. You encourage me by being here. You lift me up. And I hope and I pray that I lift you up and encourage you. If nobody was here, then I'd be talking to myself. Because that's the normal thing around my house. But with you here, we can share with one another. We can encourage one another. We can build each other up. And folks, in today's world, we need to be building each other up. We need to encourage one another. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, it tells us, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as is the manner of some, and all the more as you see that day approaching. What day is that? The coming of Jesus Christ. All the more as you see that day approaching. Encourage one another more and more and more. Because every day is a day closer to the time we're going to be with God forever. Encourage one another. Build each other up. Folks, this is important for us as we come together. Because there's a lot in this world that is out there for the simple fact of tearing you down. There's a lot in this world that is out there for the simple fact of bringing you away or taking you away from God, from Jesus Christ, from what you should be doing. Encourage one another always. Building each other up. Always. And this is a great time to do it. You know, Randy, you didn't have a microphone. But the song service was great. It was encouraging. It built us up. This is how it should be. It is a time to encourage one another. Remember Christ. Worship. Build each other up. Notice this one also. It is a time to hear God's word. Do not think for any second that you're not hearing God's word. Because if you're not, then you might as well be doing something else. But today you are hearing God's word. Why? It's right up there on the screen where you can see it. That is God's word. And look at Paul right there, because Paul began to teach them. They came together on the first day of the week to break bread. Acts chapter 20, verse 7. They came together on the first day of the week to remember Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That was their number one reason to come together. But also, Paul began to teach them. And notice this, he taught until midnight. Then a boy fell asleep, fell off the windowsill, and died. Paul raised him from the dead, and then continued to preach until daylight. I told that one time over at Valley View, and one of our elders by the name of Ron Griffin looked at me and said, "Yeah, but you ain't Paul." I said, "Yeah." He didn't want me to teach until midnight. And I won't do that to you today. But I want you to know this. Paul taught. The word is spoken. And I want you to know also that we had classes this morning where the word was spoken. The word was taught. This is the Lord's day. Let's spend time learning about the Lord. Let's spend time teaching about the Lord. Let us spend time in the word of God. And isn't it great that we can do it all together? Spending time in the Word of God. Now, my question at the beginning is, what type of person are you when it comes to the Lord's day? Are you the one that says, "Hey, I've got some more time off, I'm just going to sleep in, watch the master play"? Or are you the one that says, "Oh, I've got to get up and I've got to go to church"? Or are you the one that says, "Let's get up and go to worship"? Folks, which type are you? Make it personal. Did you come because you had to? Or did you come because you wanted to? Did you come because it was a commandment by God? Or did you come because you loved God so much you wanted to be with God's people? Folks, we are together because God wants us together. We are together because there will be a time when we will be before the throne of God singing praises to Him for an eternity. I look forward to that day. I look forward to that minute when we can all come together and worship together as a family in heaven. Folks, we do that today. We come together to worship as a family. And I thank God for every single one of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming to worship. Thank you for being this congregation that is loving, that reaches out to everyone who comes to visit, that reaches out to the world to spread that gospel, that salvation, and adds to that family daily. If you need our prayers, if you need to be baptized, I'm going to ask you to come. But also, I'm going to ask you this. Come and worship with your family here on this earth. Let us stand together.